Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills were entering their most important preseason game, especially for their starters and Kevin Cobb, who missed the preseason opener with a knee injury. But on a third down scramble at the end of the first quarter, Cobb suffered a blow to the back of the head and was knocked out of the game in what became a 30-7 loss to the Redskins.
I mean, that's really all I know now, concussion-like symptoms, and I'm just waiting to hear from the doctors. It is a concern. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, everything's fine and dandy. The thing I look at it is that, you know, EJ was playing very well for us, doing a heck of a job. We need to get him back as soon as we can, obviously. But also, Kevin has missed some things, you know, and, you know, we really needed to get him back in there so he can get some reps. Jeff has gotten most of the reps, and you saw tonight, you know, there were some things that, you know, we've got to do a better job getting him prepared for, and he's got to do a better job executing on the field. So it is a concern, you know, and we knew that going in. I mean, I made that decision that we were going to go in with three quarterbacks, knowing that we were going to get them all ready. And this is the situation we're in, and this is what we have to deal with.
Buffalo also lost Stephon Gilmore to a hand injury and Denoris Searcy to a head injury as the Bills' defense struggled against the pass with Washington's third and fourth string quarterbacks Rex Grossman and Pat White combining for almost 300 yards passing, while the ground game had better than 150 yards for Washington. Penalties and poor field position helped to stymie Buffalo's offense.
I think you just got to give them credit. You know, they made plays when we didn't. You know, they were able to come off blocks and make tackles and things like that. And, you know, and myself, I didn't break tackles like I needed to and things like that. So you got to give them credit. But, their scheme, I think we didn't adjust well to it today.
It was tough, you know, like you said, backed up. But we got to be able to come out of it, and we got to move out of those things. If we're going to be a good football team and go to the playoffs, those are the things that we got to be good at and get better at. So we're going to, you know, watch the film and get better at that.
We're putting too much pressure on ourselves. We didn't go out there and let plays come to us. We're trying to make plays, and that kind of cost us the whole game pretty much. And we know what we're doing, but you know, we're just doing a little too much to try and make a play, and it cost us in the long run.
Buffalo will need to add a free agent quarterback just to get through the practice week, with Jeff Toole the only healthy quarterback, although Doug Marrone said Brad Smith is also an option. The Bills have their next preseason game in just 5 days against Detroit at Ralph Wilson Stadium. At FedEx Field, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.